Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, it is so good to be sitting here on Connected. Yesterday, we had such a fantastic celebration at the church.
Yeah, the new name of the church, the Father's House, 724 North Park Road, formerly the World Lighthouse Worship Center.
I was talking to Stacy. She's the assistant there, pastor's assistant, and she said that during children's church last Sunday, they spent the Sunday morning talking about the new name Father's House and what it meant and why from the Word of God that it's called Father's House.
Yeah.
And the question came up, if you had a choice between going to a World Lighthouse Worship Center, which is good, means, you know, we're going to the world and we're worshiping God, or Father's House, what would be most inviting? And all the kids said, Father's House.
Yeah. Folks have been starting to call me Papa Tim. I guess that's better than Papa Smurf.
But you are a papa to the house, and we are a family, and Father's House, it's a brand new day, it's a brand new season, God is doing great things, and when we went down to Revival Fellowship International this last summer to the camp meeting, Sandy Freed was there, and she called us out and began to speak a word of prophecy over the house, among other things that she said. It was a house of deliverance.
Yes.
And there are so many people that are bound up who know Jesus as Lord and Savior. They are bound up with oppression. They're bound up with habits. They're bound up with wrong thinking, tormenting thoughts. And they need deliverance. And Father's House is a place of deliverance.
Praise God, yeah. And we're going to be holding a deliverance seminar teaching as well as an actual deliverance service that's going to be coming up on November the 7th at 7 o'clock p.m., that's a Friday evening, and then Saturday morning, November the 8th at 9 a.m., you must be there for both services. On Friday evening, I'll be teaching for about an hour and a half, and then on Saturday morning, we will be covering a little bit of teaching, and then the actual mass deliverance service will follow.
Now, when you say you must be there, it's not like, oh, it's going to be so great, you don't want to miss it. What you are really saying, Tim, is that it is so vital for you to walk in deliverance, maintain your deliverance, that the rule is, so to speak, we don't like rules, but for your sake, for the person's sake that's coming for the deliverance service, they have to be there. No exceptions made. They have to be there Friday night and Saturday night.
That's
Explain
right.
why, because if somebody just shows up on Saturday, they're not going to be able to go through all of this. And tell us why.
Well, first of all, because of teaching and a lack of understanding. To understand what deliverance is, how to go through deliverance, how to will spirits to come out, things such as this, you must be there for the teaching on Friday evening, which will last between an hour and an hour and a half. And I will be teaching about the process of deliverance. I will be teaching about the actual deliverance service, what to expect, how to remove extract, if you will, or exercise demons. And we're not dealing with a whole a bunch of categories, the occult, cults, things like that. We will be dealing more specifically with rejection, rebellion, self-pity, these kinds of things. And when you are equipped on Friday evening, you come back again on Saturday morning. You will receive a small amount of teaching and then an overview of Friday evening as well as Saturday morning in preparation to walk through the deliverance service. Now, if you only come on Saturday mornings, you're not going to know exactly what to do, and you're going to confuse the few workers that will be there because you're going to be asking for help. I don't know what to do. But if you're there on Friday evening, you're going to be equipped to know what to do. The workers on Saturday morning will be going through deliverance as well, and they will be able to help the people more efficiently.
And so I would say, now this is 1 month out, Tim, because this, and it's on a weekend. If you possibly can, if you're, say, an hour or more away, if you possibly can, get a hotel locally here in Grantsville. There are some hotels with some good rates.
That's right.
And so get a hotel in town, or as far as Frostburg, you can get a hotel in Frostburg.
Sure.
Be close enough by so you can actually have the comfort of
Absolutely.
Being in Friday night and not staying up so late and then coming early Saturday morning.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the deliverance service in itself will probably last a few hours. And you will walk away from a deliverance service a couple of days even after, feeling free as a kite soaring in the skies. Because once you rid yourself of all demonic activity or things that may be bad habits that you can't break, you come, and I guarantee you, you come Friday evening, Saturday morning, you'll get the correct amount of teaching to know what to do. And then you will be able to retain your deliverance. And you will be able to put yourself through self-deliverance on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And we will be right back.
Life was so simple then. I can remember when I discovered a brand new friend. Someone to love even me. When I fell down to pray, the greatest of all my days, how did I drift away? But you never changed, Lord. You were always the same, Lord. Lord, take me back to the place where I first beheld your face, where I first discovered you, where forgiveness was brand new. Lord, take me back,
take
to
me
the day
back.
All my sins were washed away. Remind me, Lord, of where I was before your mercy and your love, before your adrift at sea, lost as lost could be. When you reached down for me, I remember it well. When I first called on you, when it was all brand new, and I saw what love could do, it was so overwhelming. So take me back to the place where I first beheld your face, where I first discovered you, where forgiveness was brand new. Lord, take me back,
take
to
me
the day
back.
All my sins were washed away. Remind me, Lord, of where I was before your mercy and your love, before your
brand new again. Lord, make it brand new again. Help me remember when. Lord, make it brand new again.
Make it brand
Take
new
me
again.
Back.
Lord, make it brand
Take
new
me
again.
Back.
Help me remember
Take me
when.
Back.
Lord, make it brand new again. Before your mercy, before your love, before your grace, take me back.
Yes, take me back.
Oh, take me back to that place.
Take me back
to that place.
Tim, we were talking before the song, the mass deliverance service coming up at Father's House, formerly World Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Father's House, 724 North Park Road. And both services, you have to attend both services to go through deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
That's Friday evening, 7 o'clock, and Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, November 7th and 8th. And there is no charge, by the way.
That's exactly right.
There's
no charge.
That was
going to be my next point, that, hey, if you live an hour or so away further, as Pastor Sharon was saying earlier, you can find any Grantsville motel here, mm-hmm. nearby, Frostburg, some of those areas.
Frostburg, Maryland.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you can find a motel in any one of those areas. And believe you me, it will be worth the trip, the drive, and the stay overnight to get this teaching on Friday evening. And you must, let me just reemphasize that, if you can't come Friday evening, don't even try to make it on Saturday morning, because it would be too confusing for you without the teaching.
Wait for another one later on.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're going to be equipping you to know how to go through deliverance.
Yes, and to help others. And, you know, there are some people that have named the name of Jesus and know him as Savior. And they have no problem with hypnosis, which opens yourself to spirits. They have no problems with other things to help with their habits, going to psychiatrists. But they know there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're oppressed by a demon spirit? What if you need help?
Exactly right. A lot of folks in Christianity that do not understand the difference between spirit, soul, and body, that man is a tripartisan mm-hmm. being, they think that Christians can't be demonized. It's your spirit man created in the image of God that's born again.
Yeah.
Jesus said you must be born again.
That's
what
right.
is born again? Your spirit. Because mm-hmm. you are a spirit just like God is a spirit,
that's
John
right.
4:24. So the devil cannot touch your spirit. But the enemy of your souls, because your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions are not saved, the enemy can infiltrate through open sin doors, through an open eye gate or an open ear gate, something you've seen or heard throughout your lifetime. Let me just give an example. One time, I went to a church service just to minister, not on the subject of deliverance, but on the gifts of prophecy and things like that, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I received a word of knowledge. I said, there's 11 people in this room mm-hmm. that you have been to see a fortune teller, and God wants to set you free. Now, they were all Christians.
Uh-huh.
And 11 people came up, just mm-hmm. like the word of prophecy and knowledge was. So they came up, and when I bound the spirit of divination, took away the legal rights, mm-hmm. and taught the folks what to do, they willed that stuff to come out. Some were vomiting in buckets.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
Some were coughing and mm-hmm. choking. But it left them, and they were set free. And that was on a Sunday. On the very next day, I even received a phone call stating that someone else who had been there to see someone that was in there and heard the word mm-hmm. Was afraid to come up front, but yet they had been set free as well later on that evening. And felt like a part of them was missing.
Yeah.
And the demonic activity that had been going on since they had went to see a fortune teller was strong. And they got deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taught them through worship music, listening to worship music, and reading the Word of God and placing in there what had disappeared. Then they gained momentum in their Christian faith and walk and serve God in a greater way.
Well, and that's what the office you walk in God, that's one of the strong anointings that
mm-hmm.
you carry.
Sure.
And every believer has the ability, if they know and they're taught.
That's
and
right.
not only will those who come, let me say it, Friday night and Saturday, not just Saturday, not just Friday.
That's right.
Friday and Saturday, that's the seminar you have to come to, no charge, free will offering. But you must be there both nights.
That's right.
Not only will you get free, if you desire to be free, you'll be free.
That's right.
But also, you will know how to maintain deliverance, know how to help set other people free. It will be, it will take you to another level in God. It really will.
It is going to be an awesome time. Through the teaching, through the understanding, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But once you are equipped, Romans 10 The Bible says, whosoever shall call, verse 13, upon the name of the Lord. The original manuscript says salvation, healing, and deliverance.
That's right.
Shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation, healing, and then deliverance. Let me just say this other scripture from John 1, verses 11 and 12. Jesus came into his own, but his own, which were the Jews, received mm-hmm. him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he authority to become the sons of God. Now that we are saved, we have authority
yes.
to will the stuff out of us mm-hmm. to retain our deliverance mm-hmm. and to stay clean.
Now, and one other thing, before we go to the prayer, honey, a lot of people heard you say we're a triune being, spirit, mm-hmm. soul, and body. There is scripture, many scriptures on that, but one mm-hmm. that stands out is 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to be whole, our whole spirit, our whole soul, and our whole body
mm-hmm.
to be preserved blameless unto
That's
the
right.
coming of the Lord. This is what you call working out your own salvation.
That's right.
And many years ago, the doctrine that I received in the church, it says your spirit is born again, your soul is being born again, and your body
That's
shall
right.
be born again.
That's right. That's right.
When the trumpet sounds, and we'll be back to pray.
We give you praise. Yes, we give you praise.
Under the sound of our voice, there are so many people that have come under a spirit of fear, and there's those who've come under spirits of infirmity, mm-hmm. and some who are just plain out sick.
That's right.
There's no spirit involved, just sick. And they are believing God for their deliverance.
Yeah. You know, there have been a lot of folks over the years that believes that deliverance is not for the Christian, and I've always asked this question, why would a person that's unsaved want demons out of them anyway? First of all, they don't believe they're in there. I've had several people who did not believe that they had any demons at all come to deliverance services where I used to pastor in Pennsylvania, in West Virginia, and in some other areas of our nation, and they experienced deliverance, literally got delivered from some bad habits,
mm-hmm.
and we're set free. We're taught how to retain the deliverance afterwards. Some folks that are listening right now, you have bad habits. You say, I'm born again, but yet you have a drug problem. You have an alcohol problem. There's a generational curse there that has never been bound up. The legal rights and strongholds haven't been taken away.
That's right.
And it's troubling and perplexing your very own life.
Mm-hmm.
You come to this deliverance service, we'll give you the teaching and the understanding, the knowledge,
yes.
to put yourself through deliverance and stay free.
Amen. Once again, November 7th and 8th,
mm-hmm.
7 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the next morning.
That's exactly
Father,
right.
In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord,
yes, God.
That you came to seek and save those which were lost. And I thank you, Father, that even now, even as there's curiosity about this, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. that you're drawing people to you, and you're even drawing those who need deliverance,
yes,
Lord,
God.
To this conference. Mm-hmm. We thank you for that. And Lord, today, for those that are sick in body, in the name of Jesus, we mm-hmm. pray for healing.
Yes, Father, we just thank you as well that deliverance belongs to us just like healing and salvation does. And we thank you for everybody that's perplexed, bound by the spirit of alcoholism right now in Jesus' name. We take authority over the spirit of alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
We bind it, mm-hmm. break and loose our listeners right now from the power of it, and command that the freedom power
mm-hmm.
of the Holy Spirit would enter into their spirit now and their soul and body. And not only would they be set free, but they would be healed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Praise God.
Praise God.
If you want more information, we'll send you a brochure.
That's right.
Just call, pick up during business office hours, deliverance seminar teaching. It's a pamphlet, and it gives you the address and the dates and the time of it. It will also say World Lighthouse Worship Center. Well, that the church has a new name. There's a new name written down in glory. The World Lighthouse Worship Center is now Father's House.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be confused about that. But Father's House in Grantsville, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone if you want more info, 301-895-3292.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tim, we need to hear from Covenant Partners.
That's right.
He's Alive Radio turned 30 years old
mm-hmm.
the other day.
Yes.
And
you know, to become a new partner, 301-895-3292 is, again, is the number. 90 seconds of your time. You'll get this month's coaching CD and $10, $20, $30 a month is all it takes.
And we will be back tomorrow
mm-hmm.
right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.